Copyright 2010 www.howtogrowweed420.com. All rights reserved. No part of this digital audio may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without written permission from the author. The information contained in this digital file is intended for use only in jurisdictions where the activities contained therein are legal. No claim of the accuracy, safety, or the legality of following the instructions contained in this audio file is made, and it is not recommended to follow them. You are responsible for your own actions if you do so. Nothing contained in this file should be construed to be legal or medical advice. Hi and welcome to your Deadly Marijuana Growing Mistakes Audio Guide. This special program is focused on outlining the most common and uncommon mistakes all cannabis cultivators accidentally make. By listening carefully and following this very important advice, it can literally save you thousands of hours, dollars, wasted time, money, and effort invested into your treasured grow. No matter what skill level you are currently at, it is crucial you pay important attention to the following. These horrible mistakes are not only made by newbie first-time growers but also afflict the more experienced marijuana aficionados as well. When we're done, you will have a thorough understanding of exactly what to do and what not to do in order to ensure a very successful, quality, satisfying and flawless marijuana grow. So let's jump right in. Growing your very own marijuana plant is super exciting. There's no cooler feeling than watching your tiny little seeds grow into huge flourishing crops. Growing your own bud is a really fun process that stimulates a ton of positive emotions inside. But these emotions can also cause many growers to overlook certain critical aspects of growing, and cause them to do some very stupid things that end up severely hurting their grow. The first most devastating commonly overlooked thing to never ever ever do when growing your own herb is to openly talk about your grow. And yes, even with your friends. Weed growing can be extremely exciting, but new growers must force themselves not to tell anyone that they are growing. Word can easily spread like wildfire and their newfound hobby may accidentally fall upon the wrong ears. Everyday stories of so-called friends blackmailing people, certain undercover individuals finding out, and many more other tragedies are reported due to carelessness. You should ideally be the only person who knows about your grow. If your friends ask you about where you are getting all this top shelf bud, just tell them you got a deal at the new clinic. The next critical error almost every marijuana grower will make at some point, that is, up until right now, is overwatering their plants. Rarely do eager growers underdo anything. It's not their fault, they are just being way too eager. Overwatering commonly kills many poor unsuspecting marijuana plants. When you first put soil in your plant, lift it up to see how heavy it is. Now remember how light it was, and this will gauge you for the rest of the grow. Once the seed is in place, water the plant and lift it again. As a general rule, water only once the top few inches of the soil dries out. As soon as you pot your plant, judge its weight dry by lifting. Then, water the plant thoroughly until the water runs through the drain holes. Lift it again. When your pot feels as nearly as light as it did dry, it is time to water again. Hydroponic systems are harder to overwater than soil, mainly due to the abundance of water roots. When rock wool is in combination with the hydroponic system, it has such excellent drainage properties. As long as the rock wool cubes are not sitting in liquid, it is virtually impossible to overwater a hydroponic setup. A hydroponic setup could either be watered constantly as the drip method, or once to three times a day as in the flood and drain method. The next crucial error many growers make with their marijuana garden is to touch and in effect accidentally kill their delicate germinating seeds. Nothing is more frustrating than spending $100 on 10 seeds and accidentally killing off half of them because you couldn't wait any longer and had to aggressively check on them. Patience is a virtue, especially when germinating cannabis seeds. This is less of an issue with more advanced growers. It is the newer growers who tend to get extremely impatient and agitated during germination. Settle down, Beavis, and slow your wheels turbo. As you read in the germination section, it can take up to 10 days for a seed to sprout. It is important to be delicate with your seeds and follow the proper germinating instructions outlined in the book to ensure a successful sticky, heavy, and frosty harvest. Another classic deadly ganja growing sin I see in the new and experienced alike is worrying and stressing too much about their grow. New growers commonly will watch every single little detail their plant makes, and then freak out and stress heavily when something unexpected happens, no matter how subtle or meaningless the observed changing detail may be. It is important to pay attention to your plants, but do not excessively overanalyze or worry about them. Growers tend to worry and stress out at the first sign something might be going wrong. It is important to pay close attention to what happens during your grows, but do not try and find a remedy for every yellow leaf or crooked stem. The remedy of flushing your medium causes more problems than it solves. It is way too common for many growers to freak out at the first sign of a yellow leaf tip and end up tweaking nutrient feeding and adding all these crazy supplements and remedies, which in turn ends up hurting the plant 10 times worse than when they first began. Be responsive and intelligent when things go wrong, but be conservative with your remedies. You don't want to end up doing more harm than good. Relax, I know you will love your little creation, as do I, but you have to have the sensory acuity to be able to know the difference when something is wrong, and how to handle it appropriately and effectively. The next deadly marijuana growing mistake you absolutely want to avoid at all costs relates to nutrients and feeding scheduling. So many gardens are ruined from this first critical error of over and underfeeding their cannabis plants. Overfeeding is extremely common, and one of the worst. A general safety rule is to fertilize after first two spiked leaves appear. It is also advisable to begin with approximately 25% of the recommended label strengths and work your way up. If the leaves suddenly twist or fold under, leach and spray with purified, distilled, or reverse osmosis treated water for several days. Don't fertilize your plants every time you water soil. A common watering schedule is to fertilize at full strength, then water at half or quarter strength. This prevents excess salt buildup, leaf and root burn. In addition, don't water at full strength if the medium is too dry, root burn can occur. As a precaution, leach the plants with lots of pure water approximately every 2 to 4 weeks. This will ensure a healthy grow. An all-too-common deadly mistake for gunya growers when they reach the flowering stage is to start hitting the plants with high-phosphorus fertilizers like 10-60-10, continuing to use this blend exclusively, and when their plants start experiencing a deficit of nitrogen or micros as reflected by the dropping of lower leaves and chlorosis, they then wonder why this is happening. Plants flower as a response to long nights, not because of fertilizer blends saturated high in phosphorus. A ratio of 10-60-10 is way too high in phosphorus and will hurt your plants faster than heck. The plant will only take what it needs and compete for other elements that may be more important to it at the time. You may have heard that too much nitrogen can inhibit flowering. No question about it, exclusive use of a plant food that is rich in nitrogen such as blood meal, a 5-1-1 blend, or ammonium nitrate may inhibit flowering. This is especially if the phosphorus level is low, but most balanced blends have sufficient amount of phosphorus to do the job. Manufacturers/horticulturists will give you element analysis and what effect the elements have on plant growth, but it is important to remember that this does not necessarily mean you will get better yields. Using a high phosphorus fertilizer exclusively during flowering can actually work against you. It's an abundant amount of healthy leaves going into 12 that produce a lot of bud, not high phosphorus fertilizers. Rotate fertilizer blends as the plant requires them, not because it is the thing to do, or because someone said so. So when do you know when to do it? Well, a good example is when your plants are going through the stretch phase during early flowering. They may need more nitrogen, especially if you're getting some yellowing in the lower/mid leaves. Give up the cannabis paradigms, and give them what they need. Go back to mild high phosphorus fertilizer when the stretch ends, maintaining the foliage in a healthy state of growth until harvest for maximum yields. A 1-3-2 blend such as October 30, 2020, is one of the best flowering blends on the market because of several factors. It is higher in nitrate, nitrogen and magnesium. Under-fertilizing is also a deadly cannabis sin. This occurs much less than over-fertilizing, but still a very common issue. This is common when growers become afraid to over-fertilize their plants, so they take the opposite extreme. If you are one of the overly concerned and prefer to give the plant just enough nutrients, then you can use an organic soil mixture with blood meal and bone meal or some slow-release fertilizer with micronutrients. Stick within the recommended feeding guidelines and you'll be peachy. The next deadly sin of weed growing is providing a bad growth environment for the MO. Some growers think if they just provide awesome nutrients they just bought in their grow shop with an expensive light then that is all they will need to ensure a beautiful grow. This can't be further from the truth. Some of the most influencing factors when it comes to THC resin development, also known as frosty and sticky bud potency, as well as end yield amount, are solely dependent on environmental conditions such as humidity, temperature, airflow, and many other crucial ingredients all thoroughly explained in Growing Elite Marijuana, the complete guide. Too many growers neglect the basics of keeping a healthy grow environment to ensure flourishing cannabis growth. Always provide air circulation and fresh air even during the night cycle. As a general rule of thumb, all the air indoors should be replaced every 5-10 minutes to ensure optimal growth quality. Remember that even seedlings need a gentle fan to strengthen the stems. Do check for pests and fungus or any other plant diseases/abnormalities daily and handle accordingly. When doing this, many newbie growers never check underneath their leaf surface, and this is critical. The next error to sidestep and never make that will save you probably years of frustration when growing is harvesting too early. This is the big one, folks. This is such a common mistake today I've witnessed in many new apprentice cannabis growers, it's not even funny. Did you know that 25% of the weight will form in the last 2 weeks? When flushing, begin with 100% pH balanced water when the pistils are 25% brown. Harvest when the plants have completely stopped growing and the white pistils are at least 50-75% brown. Any sooner than this and you're only cheating yourself from your hard-earned tasty herb you've worked so hard for. I know it gets tough when you just want to pluck those shiny buds right off, but have some discipline. You've come this far, don't ruin your grow now. If you follow the when to harvest guidelines fully outlined in Growing Elite Marijuana, you will be able to determine correctly when the best time to harvest a fully matured marijuana plant is for maximum bud yield, weight and rich sparkling potency. Next up, we have the all too common deadly marijuana growing mistake of starting too early. This is bad for several reasons. When starting outdoors, June 1st is perfect. The logic of many wet behind the ears growers is that if they start earlier they will get bigger buds, right? Wrong. It's strange but true. Plants started in early spring will get big, but they will take significantly longer to start flowering. This is because at the peak vegetative period they sense the light cycles getting longer and longer until June 21st. But they don't realize that it's time to flower yet. Finally, in the middle of August the plant realizes it is time to flower, so it produces buds in August and September or later. They will be tall as trees but produce much thinner buds due to the fact that the sun is not as strong in September. Start at the appropriate times. Now let's talk money. Lots of growers waste hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a lot of junk when they first start growing cannabis. This is more evident when newer growers frequently commit themselves to unrealistic and expensive first grow setups even before they have mastered the mere basics of cannabis cultivation. It is much more effective to learn to grow properly on a basic setup and then invest in higher-end equipment and advanced growing techniques when you have no idea what the hell you are doing. An experienced kid with a less than a $100 setup in his closet could grow better pot than a newbie with an $850 fully featured aeroponic setup. One of my favorite Zen sayings is, to be a true master one must first master the basics. Growers all too often like to zoom around the net looking for the next fancy technique or grow tip when they barely know how to time their nutrient feeding properly or reflect light properly to their cannabis plants. Master the basics of weed growing first, then move on to the more technical stuff. You'll thank me later. Another way to blow all your cash quicker than you can say tetrahydrocannabinol is by selecting growing seeds from sketchy sources. This unfortunately is all too common with the explosion of the internet today and is a big no-no. Many growers tend to purchase flashy extravagant seed strains from underground questionable internet sites or from various other risky sources. Unless you are prepared for possible disappointments, don't use unknown seeds. This is why so many people recommend growers need to buy seeds from reputable seed banks. You can find a reliable list of some of the most critically acclaimed world-class quality seed banks in the world in the seed section of Growing Elite Marijuana, as well as the Ultimate Strain Guide. If you take care to avoid the above deadly marijuana growing mistakes, then you are almost guaranteed a stellar grow. That is to say, only if you do everything else correctly and properly implement the awesome grow tips throughout Growing Elite Marijuana and the Cannabis Care Manual. Above all, follow directions. Check labels on bottles, read instruction manuals, and probably the most important action of all is to plan before you grow. As the old adage says, failing to plan is planning to fail. Good luck aspiring bud growers, and may you have a healthy, happy harvest. End.